outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's August 29th.
But for us, it's a Friday.
It is
tomorrow
Friday.
Starts our weekend. The long holiday weekend. Yay.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Did you hear
cool.
that? Like, that was like just in time with the music. I was like, yay. And it was like, da-da.
Uh-huh. That
right?
sounds good. Yeah.
That was awesome.
You matched the music. There you go.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
in a
you.
Good mood because you're going out of town.
Yeah.
It's always a good reason to be happy.
Yes, I'm super excited. Oh, yeah. And I forgot to say happy hump day, because yesterday we weren't
weren't here yesterday, that's right.
And Tuesday.
And
Tuesday,
you
happy hump day, happy
Friday.
You just
have to put it in there, don't you?
We go, oh yeah, like I said, I will never
there.
Miss a week. And if I do, you know, somebody can call in and call me out on it.
Yeah.
I dare you.
So you just have to remind us, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you'll get that from me every week.
All right.
Without fail.
Okay.
Unless we have an entire week off.
Okay, and then you'll remind us the following week.
Yes, I will. I'll double it up. Happy hump day, happy hump day, happy hump day.
So this is cool. So you're leaving tomorrow
mm-hmm.
for the weekend. Do you want to tell us where you're going?
I am going back to Vegas.
Oh, Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas. You sound so enthused. You're like, well, Vegas.
Yeah, because it's not that original, you know. And
hey,
it's
I'm
really
excited.
Hot there,
it's
too.
It's still kind of a, you know, because I've only gone there like a couple times,
That's
you know.
True,
like,
yeah.
It's still exciting for me at this age, all right?
Yeah. No, of course. And you're into the party scene and everything, so why not? I mean, it's a perfect place to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just too freaking hot there, man. I mean, it's been hot here. You know,
mm-hmm.
we've had 100-degree weather here, so it's probably
it's
like 110
really
or something
here.
Yeah. It really has. Is it like that in Hollywood, too, or is it better?
Yes, actually, last night was a really nice night. Like, I feel like I haven't, you know, I feel like it's still been really chilly at night.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be hot during the day, and then it drops, like, cold desert winter temperatures.
Right.
And I'm still, like, cold.
Mm-hmm.
But last night, I mean, I had jeans on, but then I had, like, kind of like a, you know, tank top sort of thing going.
Right.
And, and it was good. I were, you know, outside, and I didn't need a little jacket or anything. Like, it was actually really nice, like for a
yeah,
night, which I think
pretty.
All the summer nights should be. I don't know what happened
yeah,
this summer.
Yeah, it has been. Well, it's been like that like all year, you know, when the day is warm and it doesn't matter how warm it is, and then at night it gets
cool.
Yeah,
it would drop
you know?
To like 60
right.
something. I'm like, what the heck?
Exactly.
But last night
so
felt
last
really
night
nice.
Stayed about 80, 85, you know.
It felt good, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we still have a summer here, but it's definitely a little overboard as far as Vegas and the heat there, you know.
Oh, my gosh,
I
yeah.
used to live there, you know, and it's
I know.
Just, yeah, and I don't know how I lived with the heat, you know. It's hard to manage. I mean, you don't go outside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too much. It's like a friggin' oven.
Yeah.
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 So that's cool. So you're going to stay there the weekend?
Uh-huh.
And sounds good. A lot of partying and stuff, right? You like the clubs?
Yeah,
like
well,
pools.
Usually we do. Yeah, we have Wet Republic during the day
mm-hmm.
and Hakkasan at night. And what's really exciting for me, I hope I get to, like, I don't know if we're, you know, in the same spot next to the DJ booth that we were for Memorial Day weekend, but DJ Tommy Trash is going to be there. And
oh, wow.
I did
Tommy
his,
Trash.
Yeah, I did his music video, Monkey in Love.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that
one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's that guy.
Also, it's that guy.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So I'm going to have to be like, dude, what's up? Give me VIP.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to see him.
How long ago did you do the video?
It was months ago, maybe like February.
Okay, so it was still this year. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, and then it just came out like maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
Or something.
And they put it on YouTube and stuff?
Yeah, it's all over YouTube and
if you guys want to check out Mia in a pretty cool steamy video, music video, you can check her out. How do people find it? If they go on YouTube, what do they have to search for?
Well, the DJ, the artist again? Is Tommy Trash, and the song is called Monkey in Love.
Monkey in Love. And the monkey is in love with Mia.
Yes.
Of all the guys in the world, you have to be with a monkey.
I know, right? I fall in love with a monkey. Go figure, you know. Well, I feel like I'd rather, because it's like cute and funny and flirtatious. I feel like I'd rather have that with, you know, something like that than be like a typical like music video hoe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Be all like all up on some guy, like, you know. And I'm sure whatever, maybe that day will come. But hey, it's money, and I'm not, as long as I'm not showing no goodies, you know.
It's the business, like, man.
You know, whatever. I'll show off a little sex appeal to a song. Who cares? It wouldn't be the end of the world. I mean.
Yeah. So the guy's a DJ. I thought he was a singer or something.
No. There's no vocals in the song.
Okay,
or
so
anything.
He just
it's
puts
just
it together.
Okay. Yeah. He's pretty popular DJ. Yeah. I mean, if he's gonna be DJing.
Yeah.
You know, Wet Republic.
Where's Wet Republic? Is that at the Cosmopolitan?
That's MGM.
Oh, MGM. Okay.
So yeah, I still, sorry, I don't know what's going on there. I'm a little excited there. I still have yet to see like more of, you know, Vegas being at this age.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like every time I've gone, somehow we end up staying at MGM,
uh-huh.
and we go to Hakkasan every night for the club, and we're by the pool.
So you don't
every
even
day.
Leave the hotel, huh?
Right. Yeah. Wow. No, I haven't. Whoops.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
no,
funny.
I know. One of these times I'll have to like, you know, like walk up and down the strip
and
actually
check
see
out some
all
the other hotels.
Little, like, shows and
stuff. You know, I mean, there's some incredible hotels, you know, you should check out.
What's your favorite hotel in Vegas?
I don't know if I have one. You know, I mean, Caesar's Palace has always been classy and stuff, you know, pretty cool. The Wynn is nice to stay at. It's not that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The Venetian is cool because there's a lot to do there. And that's it. There's some new ones that I don't even know. I haven't been to them. But as far as staying, the Aria is pretty nice too. Have you checked? Oh, you haven't checked anything.
No, I haven't. I've never seen Aria.
But it's a different kind of a casino. It's like more modern, you know, chrome and glass and stuff. You know, a lot of that where you don't see that in casinos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very cool. Also, you don't smell all the smoke and stuff that you usually get in casinos.
Ugh,
you know?
Ew.
So they have like a nice scent there in the air and stuff. And I don't know what kind of ventilation system, but it's obviously very good. And you can go there and it's pretty cool. And then if you want to stay at a hotel without a casino, then there's one right across the street and it's called the Vidara. And
I've never even heard of that.
Really?
A Las Vegas hotel without a casino?
Yeah, can you believe it?
That exists? I mean, they're in the freaking airport.
But no, it's actually pretty good. We stayed at it one time, and it was cool. It's just like you don't have to walk through a casino to get to your room, you know? It's not always the best feeling to do that. Plus, like I said, the Aria is across the street. And I think they're owned by the same company, so they figured, you know, if someone wants a casino, they just cross the street.
Mm-hmm.
But those are pretty good. Yeah, I haven't been downtown in years there, but I hear it's pretty nice now. They have, like, zip lining and all that kind of shit.
Ooh, I want to zip line.
Yeah, you guys should check it out.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, it's on Fremont
Street.
I've
always wanted to go on the roller coaster, that taxi-looking roller coaster ride in New York, New York. That always looks super fun.
Yeah, I know.
I love roller coasters.
Would you go on the roller coaster on top of the Stratosphere? You know what that is? That's like a tall hotel. It looks like a tower.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a roller coaster at the top, like you're suspended in midair.
Oh.
Yeah, and
but
that's
you mean like
a
giant
building.
Drop or a roller coaster?
No, it's a roller coaster, but it's up high.
Oh.
So if you look down, you're like, you know, like 30 stories
high.
So
the whole time it's up really high.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's on the roof.
Oh, yeah, I'll ride pretty much
You'll
anything.
You'll ride on that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'll ride pretty much
to
anything.
To me, that looks so friggin' scary,
that's,
man.
You know. That's a roller coaster. All right, let me clarify that. Oh, you ride anything? You ride me? Really? That's original.
I didn't even get that.
I wonder how many people of the male species were thinking that.
Yeah.
I just said that right now.
I'm sure they have been.
Yeah, if you were thinking that, call in. Call yourself out, pervert. Just kidding. Don't call in. We're going to have
Look,
a guest
Look, it's
soon.
Tough being a man. You know, I mean, you're like thinking about sex all the time. It really preoccupies you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to live like that, you know? I mean...
it's so tough. It is. Poor males.
It is hard to live like that.
Having sexual thoughts consume your mind.
It is.
Know.
Yeah, it's crazy. It makes you frustrated all the time. Time, you know? So,
yeah,
what can I
yeah,
tell
that's
you,
always
you know?
Got to be awkward for like young teenage boys, you know, like in school.
Uh-huh.
Like they just like the teacher will call them out, and they'll have to like stand up and read something, or if they just like randomly get a boner. I feel like guys talk about that happening to them all the time, but I never saw it. For some reason. Like
someone
when I was
getting
at
a hard on?
That age, yeah, I never saw like anybody get like a random boner in school.
Mm.
But I always hear guys telling stories about it. Like, oh, yeah, I'll never forget when I was in blah, 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 whatever grade. You know, the teacher called on me. I had to stand up and read something. And I had a massive boner. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I
in the classroom,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never, I guess I never really knew to look for it either. Like, I wouldn't really know any better.
Yeah.
It's kind of more of a, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we don't, it's like we don't take a break. We constantly, like, preoccupied with it. And I don't know, it's almost like a curse sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it's like, how does a dude get out of that situation? Do you do, like, that, like, hand in the pocket and then just, like, hold on to it and pretend that, like, nobody knows what's going on? You just, my hand's in my pocket. Like, what do you, like, you know what I mean? Like, what do you do?
Nothing, you just keep on walking. What the hell?
You just walk it out?
Yeah, I mean, who cares if you've got a hard on, you know?
Interesting,
yeah.
Okay.
Even if people can tell, so what?
It always makes me think of,
it's
like, one of my favorite parts. You have to see this movie, Anchorman.
Oh, yeah?
When the second one comes out. Yeah, because there's this part where they're in, like, the bullpen area and everybody's working. And he just, you know, like, asked, you know, the hot chick out. And, you know, and they're talking and she's looking at him like, you know, she's, like, clearing her throat and, like, pointing down. And he's like, downstairs, my shoes, down, what, I don't know what down is. And then she's like, Mr. Burgundy, you have a massive erection. And you look down and he's got like this huge boner. And he's like, oh, yes, it, it appears that I do. He's like, it must be the pens. It's an optical illusion. I need to take the pleats. I have to take them back to the pen store. I'm going to walk this off now. The situation. Don't act like you're not impressed. I love that scene. Oh, I feel like everybody who's ever seen that movie loves that scene. It's
right.
So funny. You have to see it.
Okay, I will.
But you have to see it like a few times. Because the first time you see it, just like most of those, you know, Will Ferrell kind of movies, you're like, oh. That was so stupid. You know, like Step Brothers. Yeah. Like, nobody liked it the first time. But it's like, it's so addicting. You watch it like 12 times, then you know it word for word, and everybody quotes it, and it becomes your life. And it's like, yeah. At least
so
that's how it is
like
for me.
Is it like a cult film or something? Did it become a cult film?
Yeah, it's just kind of one of those things. That it's just so outrageous and stupid and ridiculously funny that... Just, I don't know, because everybody in the world has seen it. So one person says something, and everybody knows what that means and what movie it's from.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of one of those little epic tales.
Cool.
But,
well, here's our guest. I think that's our guest calling.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Kia Black.
Yes, Kia. How you doing?
And being your guest today.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm not quite sure to go from that lead-in that you guys were just talking about.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're not supposed to listen, but...
I know. I just did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Where are you calling us from today?
I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you're not too far.
And not too far.
Is it beautiful there?
Our idea of cold is a little bit different. I was hearing you talk about the 60 degrees at night and it being cold. I'm like, that's balmy.
Oh, really? So you guys get cold in the winter too, huh?
It does. It does. Not quite as bad as, you know, like the East Coast or something. But
in Chicago.
It gets chilly.
Yeah.
Well, no winter's worse than Chicago, let me tell you. Growing up in that, I'm over it.
Are you originally from Oregon?
I'm not. I'm actually from California. I grew up in San Diego and San Francisco.
So. Oh, nice. Oh, how did you end up there? Did you follow a man or something, usually the case?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of. My parents live up here, and when I was married, my husband and I moved up here.
Oh, okay.
And so now I've been here for about 10 years.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool. Nice. Mm-hmm. So you contacted us. Why don't you tell us what it is you specialize in, and we'll talk a little bit about that.
Sure. I am a dating and relationship expert. I wrote a book called Modern Love, The Grown-Up's Guide to Relationships and Online Dating. Mm-hmm. And my thing is about kind of helping people feel really empowered to take charge of their love lives, to kind of go through that relationship baggage so that they're not repeating the same sorts of relationship mistakes, dating the same kinds of jerks, you know, really kind of taking a look at that stuff so they can make a better decision about where they want to go in the future with their love lives.
Right. So people are people having trouble like not defining what they want from a relationship?
Very much so.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times we kind of gather up what we see, especially when we're, you know, teenagers and really, you know, passionate, hormones going on, impressionable. We take in those movies and music and all that stuff that idealizes what love should be.
Right.
And we drag it along with us, and then we become adults, and then we say, oh, okay, that's what love is supposed to be like.
You
know, that's how my partner should act. You know, this is what I should want, without really consciously making that choice.
Right.
Does this really make sense? Is it really what I want? And then they get real disappointed because it's not working out that way. They're not getting that movie happily ever after.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, would you say it's good to sort of like sit down with your spouse or partner and define the relationship, like in
Very
advance?
Very much so.
Yeah?
I mean, down to words. You know, what does commitment mean to you? What does long-term relationship mean to you? All of those kinds of things, we all have our own assumptions,
right,
you know, about what those mean. And we assume that everyone else thinks the same thing. And sometimes if you find you have conflict with your partner, it may be because what you thought was how things were supposed to go is not what they're thinking. So they're behaving in an entirely different way with totally different rules. And, you know, that's where the frustration happens. So absolutely, I mean, talking about, you know, kind of what you expect from a relationship and what you want, and then coming up with what the two of you want. Because, you know, you don't all want it one-sided, like, here's my vision, let's go with that.
Yeah.
You want it to really be, what do the both of you want in a relationship, and how do you want to grow that? Because it should be about what you want, not what society says, what your parents say, what movies say. It should be, you know, what you want to make that relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, it totally makes sense, you know, and I think people need to understand that they have different expectations, and... Yeah, and then, you know, people end up in divorce. Now, in your profession, I mean, do you have any idea, like, what the main cause for divorce is?
I don't. I mean, what I hear is it's money and lack of communication tend to be some of the highest things. And I think it's just people aren't whatever people aren't comfortable with, they decide to sort of push aside and say it'll kind of magically work itself out. You know, love will conquer all, and we'll move on through our relationship, and time will just sort of fix it.
Right.
And what you find is there's certain things that you build resentments about, you know, whether it's how someone spent money or, you know, you didn't remember me on my birthday or whatever it was. And those kinds of things sort of grow and fester, and, you know, you get to a point in a marriage or a long-term relationship where it becomes really difficult to fix it because right. now you're just each trying to protect yourselves from getting hurt any further, so then you don't talk about any of it.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. true, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, okay. what? We'll get to online dating. I just wanted to ask you, what are usually good places to meet people? I mean, people say, yeah, the grocery store and stuff, but I never see anybody picking up anybody at the grocery store.
Well, no, I know. I think that's very cliche at this point. I think what makes more sense is figuring out the stuff that you're passionate about. Mm. You know, if you like rock climbing or painting or learning how to cook or something like that, to join like groups and take classes and go to organizations and things like that where you can meet other people that are passionate about that stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that you're not necessarily just on the focus of I need to like zero in on my target, you know, and find my perfect match. It shouldn't really right. be about that. It should really be about who am I, what do I care about, and how do I kind of let my passion show through about the stuff that I care about
right.
so that when someone meets me, they sort of see me in my ideal circumstance.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. like, wow, I really care about cooking, and I met this really great person that sees that I care about that. And so we already sort of have some understandings about here's what my passion looks like, here's what I care about.
That's true.
And you know, I just think it's kind of better to decentralize it from these sort of cliche, you know, ways to meet, like, you know, like the grocery store and things like that, because it's limiting. And it right. really, you're seeing someone in a context that really has nothing to do with who they are, other than everybody has to go grocery shop, so I guess that's
right.
a common denominator. But.
Well. Yeah. But that's the thing, you don't know anything about the person, you know, you just go mm-hmm. based on looks and stuff, and they're probably not
yeah.
even in that state of mind. And
right. Yeah, usually if I'm at the grocery store, I don't want to, like, talk to people, you know. It's just like, oh, so what yeah. do you got there, mayonnaise? Oh, so do I. How about that?
You know? Common.
So nobody ever makes a pass at you in the store when you go to the grocery store?
The grocery store?
Yeah.
I mean, a couple times, but not usually. I mean, sometimes, like, it's more of, like, that awkward, like, you know, you see somebody down the aisle and you kind of like exchange glances as you, you know, pass by your carts and maybe you'll see them again and whatever. But guys, I don't know, they're kind of wusses. They don't really make moves, you know? Like,
wusses.
Like
what
are you
going
to stare at me any longer or do you want to talk to me? Like, say something. They just do this weird thing where they try to like get close to you, like, oh, by chance, but then. You know, okay, you're next to me, say something. And they never do most of the time.
Well, maybe they're afraid to say the wrong thing. I mean, it's like almost every pickup line has already been used, overused to death.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, about the mayonnaise thing, I don't know if that would work, you know?
Yeah. You both reach for the same grapefruit in your
hands touch. And our hands touch, yes.
Yeah.
So
this only happens in the movies.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry, you can have that. No, you can have that. I was. You were there first. No, really, you were there first.
Why don't we split it? Why don't we share it over breakfast?
Yes.
Yeah, wow, that's a good idea. So I guess that's why it leads people to online dating, which mm-hmm. has become very popular and
yeah.
everything. So let's talk
yeah.
a little bit about that. I mean, are these pretty effective, or does it depend on the website?
I think it depends on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I personally think it's effective. I met my first husband there, and I met my current fiance there. So
oh, wow.
I definitely have a strong belief that it works.
Yeah.
But I also think that it works when you have a good sense of what you want before you ever get on the site.
Mm.
For people that go and just slap up a profile, you know, a picture or two, hopefully it's accurate of them, and they write things like, I don't know why I'm on here, and, you know, this is really stupid, but here I am.
Mm.
Those are the people that are going to have a very frustrating experience online.
Right.
So a big piece of it is really doing a little bit of homework ahead of time to understand what it is that you're really looking for.
Right.
So that you're not just kind of, there are jerks out there. I mean, there's kind of no way to avoid that, regardless of the site that you're on.
Right.
But I think you can kind of filter that down a little once you know what your focus is.
Mm.
In terms of sites that are better or worse, I think it really depends on the person.
Right.
I don't like the pay sites personally, just
mm-hmm.
because I think people can kind of get caught in the pay loop of like you buy a subscription and then you're not paying attention and then you keep getting charged and, you know, it's something to really pay attention to if you do that. I think there are some good ones. I don't think that they're all evil, but there's so many of them out there now with
right.
weird specialties like I'm a vegan or I'm lactose intolerant or I mean like
wow.
so specialized
wow.
that those can be beneficial for people that that's what's incredibly important to them.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to use, actually the one that I probably use the most is OkCupid, which mm-hmm. is free. And right. it has a lot of the features that any of the bigger sites would. There's mm-hmm. a lot of jerks on there. There are. But then it comes down to, it's on you to kind of know how to filter them. And right. to be have enough a tough enough skin to sort of like deal with the jerks and be like, yeah, all right. I mean, it's just, you're kind of getting a flow of what the world is, and
right.
some of them may end up in your inbox.
Right. Now, so how would you define a jerk? I mean, what makes them a jerk?
Well, I mean, there's some men that are just playing the odds, and you can tell that they send the same lines, you know, hey, cutie, how's it going? You know, that kind of stuff. There's some that even get a little craftier, and they've got a longer, like, cut and paste. It's a couple of paragraphs. Wow, you seem really unique. They
yeah.
pull out a particular sentence that's about you. And then there's people that they're just slimy. I mean, you can do, like, chat on OkCupid,
right.
and there'll be people that are saying all kinds of really inappropriate things
really?
To you, yeah. you know, stuff like that. Thankfully, you can block them
yeah.
so that you don't have to deal with it for very long.
Right.
Cyber sex.
But it's just... but they're just kind of on there to, you know, like I said, to play the odds. They're not
right.
really there to meet somebody,
mm-hmm.
and so you can kind of see their intentions, and they're not really present or thoughtful about what they're doing.
Right.
So the good ones really stick out. That's the good news
mm.
about it.
So
but,
I mean, so how can you tell a good email? I mean, what would you consider, like, if someone wrote to you? What would be something that would pique your interest?
Well, I think part of it is if they actually say something about your actual profile.
Right. But you just
you know,
said,
they,
you know, if they pull out a line from
do.
Your profile,
yeah,
yeah, then it's not a
and
big deal.
And so some of it is also going back and looking at their profile. It's sort of a combo of things. You know, looking at what photos they're putting up. Do they have a shot of themselves in their bathroom taking a picture of themselves with their shirt off?
Yeah.
You know, that's always like, wow, that's not really, or they're in front of their all of their vehicles.
Right.
You know, which is like, I'm glad that you have a car, but who are
mm-hmm.
you? Like, what do you like to do? What are you about? So it's kind of a combination of what they send
mm-hmm.
and what their profile actually says in terms of
yeah.
the way that I would decide to respond to them or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, and you kind of ultimately have to go with your gut.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, am I getting a weird feeling from this? Does it seem like a line? Or does it seem like they're genuinely trying to get to know me and they're trying to be a little funny or, you know, whatever it is? So there's
right.
there's no kind of like surefire, these are the things that absolutely never ever respond to this person because of that.
Right, yeah.
it's really a matter of sort of looking at all of the elements that you're getting from them and seeing, okay, does this make sense? Sure, why not? And
right.
it's never bad to like, okay, sure, I'll send off one email to them and sort of see what they respond. There's something I kind of refer to as the, I don't know if I can cuss, but
you
the,
can.
I'll call
yep.
it the crap test.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll kind of, you know, if they're sort of giving me a hard time, like
mm-hmm.
they're trying to, you know, make jokes or whatever, that I'll sort of throw it back at them a little.
Yeah.
Go, okay. Let's
yeah.
see if they can really handle it, or
humor
if
them,
they're
right.
doing
mm-hmm.
some PUA stuff, you know, the pickup artist stuff where they're trying to do the neg and make me feel like, oh, well, I need to win over your approval, which I don't really believe in anyway. So I kind of see, you know, where they fall in that, because some of the pickup artists, they've got great lines.
Really?
You know, they oh, yeah.
What's the best line that you've ever had?
Oh, I don't know. It's not so much lines that they do. It's like they call them routines. So they'll run routines like in bars saying, hey, are you two sisters? Or, oh, you know, your nose is a little crooked. Stuff to put, kind of set people, women off.
Right.
You know, so they're, oh, wait a minute. He's not just automatically walking up to me and telling me how awesome I am.
Mm.
You know, so then it makes the woman work for it. And
yeah.
it can
mm-hmm.
translate into stuff that they do in, you know, texting and in, you know, emails and things like that. And so it's kind of up to you to, if you are kind of interested, to push it a little further and see if that's what it is. Because
mm-hmm.
if all they have is that initial pickup material,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to be able to hold the conversation.
No, huh?
And
yeah.
it's the obvious.
Yeah.
After
right.
a while, that they're like, they don't have anymore. That's their routine.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you met a couple men there. You said your former husband and then your fiance.
I did.
Oh,
wonderful. I'm sorry. You gotta...
No, I said it's great. It's great.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was with my first husband for 10 years, so it wasn't
mm-hmm.
like a, you know, We did get married in Vegas, I'll admit that.
Yeah.
But it did actually, you know, last for a long period of time.
Right.
And then it didn't work. And so I went kind of back out on the dating scene and went on a dating frenzy, which was pretty much completely like people I met online. I probably went on 30 dates in about 6 weeks.
Wow.
And
The end of that, I met the man that I'm with now, and we've been together now for about 3 years.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, wow, that's pretty cool,
yeah.
You know, that you're... But that's a lot of dates to go on. I mean, I would have given up.
A lot of free dinners, girl. Lucky you. Hey.
No, I don't necessarily work it that way either. And, you know,
do you usually do like more of like the coffee meet?
Yeah.
Kind of thing? Yeah.
It's a lot less pressure, I think, to do that. And I don't want to set the expectation that it's like you're going to pay for everything.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't operate that way. And if I'm going to have a long-term relationship with somebody, I would never want to set that expectation.
Right.
But that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. You're right. I mean, you know, there's the type of people you would date, and then there's the type of people you would marry. You know,
yeah.
So, and it's different. Now, do you find that, so how many, like, messages would you get every day on a website like this, on average?
It depended, and it depends with OkCupid. They can tell when you're online,
right.
So you usually get more that day. I mean, I don't know, maybe 15 or 20 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And for men, it's very different.
Right.
Men don't get that kind of
feedback.
So they at all, no.
So they have to work a lot harder, huh?
They do, and it's strange with all this technology that online still pretty much mimics what it's like
society.
In real life. Men still sort of, it's on them to make the first move. Not to say women shouldn't,
right.
But it just seems that's how it works out a lot of the time.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. So you have to work hard at it, and then you have to, let's say you're trying to pick the interest of a few women, and each one of them gets like 30 emails a day or something, and they may not even get to yours. So it is a numbers game, wouldn't you say?
It is. It is to some degree, but... It's, you know, quality content, just like radio programming or a blog, you know.
Yeah.
The good ones stick out, and it's pretty easy to run through 20 when, you know, 10 of them are like, hey, baby, you look pretty cute. You know, great, okay. Is there anything of substance to this? So it makes it easier to weed out the people that probably are just playing the odds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, whatever works for... You know, I mean, if some people it works for them, then that's fine. But like you said, there's specialized sites, so I'm sure people can just go there and find what they're looking for rather than go on a, like Match.com or something where women are looking for marriage and to look for a sex partner or something, you know.
Exactly. I mean, and there is a site for everybody, and it really is ultimately up to you to decide, okay, this is that important to me that I want a site that only focuses on on this.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Well, Kia Black, the book is Modern Love, The Grown-Up's Guide to Relationships and Online Dating. And you also have an online class. You want to tell us about it?
I do. I've created a totally self-paced online class that you can take to help you kind of sort through your love baggage. So it's sorting your love baggage, basically, online. And if you go to my website, modernloveguide.com, you can find all the information about it.
Sounds good. Now, what's love baggage?
What does that mean?
Well, it's all the stuff that we collect and drag along with us as we grow up and we have relationships. And we may have some good ones and we may have some bad ones. And that baggage that we kind of carry around with us starts to impact the way that we may react with a new partner.
Right.
So... You might suddenly hit some hot spot with a new partner, and it seems like it's out of the blue. And if you stop and think about it, it may have nothing to do with the poor person that is in front of you. It may have to do with two boyfriends back, you know, this total jerk that was cheating on you. Mm. And this new person has said something that sort of triggered that for you.
Right.
So that's kind of an example of baggage that you're going to bring with you.
Right.
You know, and it's those expectations and assumptions that we bring along with us as well that we assume a relationship is supposed to be like, and it's really impacting the way that we end up dealing with our current partners and our happiness ultimately.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to bring you passed into the relationship if it was dysfunctional or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And
so you just help people to, you know, kind of let go of that and be able to move on and not, yeah, I guess not take all that baggage with you into your next relationship.
Yeah, to the next relationship.
Exactly. And part of it, I think, is being aware of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I think, you know. Too. You know, you got to be aware that you've got these things and you need to sort them out so it doesn't get in the way of new relationships. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Kia, thank you so much. I mean, this is amazing. Give out your website again.
Sure. It's modernloveguide.com.
Okay. And I'm sure people can get the book there and the
and
sign up for the class and everything. So, cool. And is that like a self-paced class sort of a thing?
Or? It is. Okay. It is. It's an online video class, and they can take it however they want to. You know, they can do as many sessions of it as they want to, and it's completely on them. And they can ask me questions as well.
Oh, cool.
But they kind of do it in the privacy of their own home.
Right.
So they're not necessarily having to interact with other people about it if they want to sort this stuff through themselves.
Right, right. Well, sounds pretty interesting, you know. I mean, we'll definitely, you sent us part of the book, and we're going to check it out and stuff, but it sounds pretty fascinating. I mean, you're into you're into a field that that has a lot of different aspects to it, you know.
Yes.
And, so finally, I wanted to ask you, so what do you encourage more, like searching online or going out more?
I think it's good to do what you're comfortable with.
Mm.
I don't think online dating is for everyone, particularly
right.
people that are consistently taken advantage of.
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. people that are doormats,
yeah.
make sure you kind of fortify yourself a little better going out there. Because it is really easy for people that are predators to pick up on that.
Right.
And you want to make sure that you're going out there and really, you know, comfortable with who you are and you feel secure about that.
Right.
I think online dating, though, is great for research. It's an awesome research tool. So, you know, what I recommend in my book is setting up a fake profile if you want to, just so you can determine what you would actually, you know, write and put up as photos.
Right.
And then you can sort of see what's out there, you know, see what your competition is, see what appeals to you. And all of those things are going to kind of help you to figure out what your kind of your love focus is, you know, what how you want to look for a partner.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, sounds interesting. So everybody go out, check it out, get the book, and and the website as well, modernloveguy.com.
Yeah, you definitely have a lot of experience with all this stuff. So it's interesting to you know, to hear your stories and everything. So thank you.
So when are you getting married next time? You said you're engaged.
Yes, we just got engaged in July.
And oh, nice.
Because I've already been married once, I'm so not in a rush.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Enjoy being engaged, and it'll probably be in the next, you know, probably 2 years.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
Definitely not a fast thing.
Oh, okay. Well, sounds good to me. Yeah, enjoy.
Well, congratulations.
Enjoy each other, and yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kia. We really appreciate you calling in, and we wish you all the best.
Great, thank you.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye. There's so much to dating, you know. I mean, it's just.
I know, it's exhausting.
I know, it's a lot of hard work.
But yeah,
you know?
And it was interesting, like what she brought up, like when she first started talking, she was saying about how we are as teenagers when we're, you know, dating and relationships, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and how like, you know, it's interesting that I feel like people don't really evolve from that. Like, I still feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people are still dating like they're, like, teenagers.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel, because girls, you know, like, ask me for advice and stuff all the time, and I'm like, but just, like, grow up. Like, don't, you know what I mean? Like, people, I still feel like, in their adult life, handle relationships like they might have when they were teenagers. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's probably
as soon
true,
as she mentioned
know?
That, I'm like, that's so true. I feel like there's a huge problem with that. Because people, like, I don't know, when we were, like, teenagers, there really wasn't much of a guide or anything to dating. I feel like, especially with this generation, with the online dating, it's so popular now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I don't know, it's just a different it's a different world.
Yeah.
With all that, and people just really need to learn to like chill out, because then that's where, that's where like they get the, you know, the reputation of, you know, women being crazy because men are assholes. Like, and I still have yet to see the. Did you see the show?
No, not yet. I totally forgot about it.
Mr.
We were invited.
Godfrey or whatever on here, and I gotta get some tickets and see that.
Yeah.
It still looks.
Women are crazy because men are assholes.
Yeah.
I guess.
But,
I don't know.
But I feel like it's like that because people are still acting like teenagers with the way they handle things in relationships.
Yeah.
Like they don't communicate.
Yeah.
Like girls are very, you know, like they want to always like keep the guy guessing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's wrong? Nothing.
Like
what's wrong? Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's got to ask her what's wrong like 20 times before she's like, well, actually, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, it's like, really? Like, how
it's
old
true.
Are you?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, obviously, if it's not working, then let it go. Like, I feel like people are just so stupid with, like, you know, hanging on to things that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's because they don't really, you know, have much of the dating experience or what, but...
Yeah,
I think that...
It's not easy, you know. I mean, look, the main responsibility falls on the men. And men like women, there are some shy ones, you know, and there's some, you know, introverts and whatever who are great people, but they don't really put themselves out there.
Right.
You know, so it's... yeah, it's a lot of work. You deal with a lot of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy, you know, so...
Yeah, and then see, then that's the problem. Once they do get a girlfriend, then they become obsessed and they hang on, and then they squeeze so tight until she freaks out and will like burst, you know? Yeah, because they just, you know, they have that one girl and then it becomes their world. Like, I don't know, people just need
to
have
confidence. Doesn't it happen for women too?
And they need to, you know, just branch out.
I mean, women get attached too, you know? I mean, the thing is...
Oh,
that,
yeah, women... Yeah. Well, it's sometimes women are worse with that. They can just be so, so smothering.
Yeah, I mean,
know?
You meet
and
them
I
and they already...
I used to actually have, like, this rule where, like, if, you know, I was out of town or he was out of town or we made a night to specifically have for friends only, like, hey, I got my night with the girls, or you got, you know, you're going to the bar with the guys, whatever.
Right.
Like, don't, like, to not, I don't know, it's just to not text each other.
Mm.
Like, just to enjoy the time out with friends. You know what I mean? Like,
so you want a little space, a little freedom.
Right, and
breathe.
And what made me really realize that, how I learned, was because growing up I had a lot of guy friends based on my interests of, you know, sports and cars and guns and things like that. Most of my friends were guys, and I could see how they react when we'd be out. You know, they'd constantly be looking at their phone, and oh, they'd huff and puff and put it down and be ringing, and they'd be, oh my god, it's driving me nuts, you know, that my friggin', you know, ball and chain keeps calling me, she won't leave me alone because I'm out with friends. You know, and it's like, wow, that sucks, the way he would talk about her like that. And it's like, you know, I never want to be that girl.
Right.
That's called, you know what I mean? Him being out with the guys and being like, oh my god, she's just nagging and nagging. You know, so it's like, and I for the same thing.
Yeah.
For my situation, if I'm out with the girls, I want to have a good time. I want to enjoy myself. I don't want the whole, where are you at? What are you doing? Are you guys safe? I don't think you're like, it's like this huge issue where the guys think that us females can't take care of ourselves, and we're not. It's like, what do you think I did before you, dude?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Obviously, you know what I mean? I've been single before in my life, and I've gone out with the girls before.
Right.
Like, what, all of a sudden now, because you're in my life, you have to feel like you're going to constantly protect me?
Right.
Because, I, you know, like, ugh, give me my space. Let me breathe. Let me just... have fun.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have fun, great. No, like, you didn't text me when you got home. Something could have happened to you. Obviously, if something happened to me, you would know.
Yeah.
You know, if I was in the hospital, I'd be like, oh, please contact my loved ones. You know, like, I mean, and obviously, if I felt, you know, threatened and I had a problem, then yeah, I would definitely... you know, turn to, you know, my, you know, boyfriend, significant other, guy I was dating, whatever, and be like, hey, listen, I'm having an issue. Please, you know, come pick me up or come handle this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I will contact you if I need you.
Right.
But other than that, like, don't worry about me. I'm fine. You know? Like, it just drives me nuts. And that's where, like, that whole teenager thing comes into play.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know, but many women, factor. You know, it's like the moment you meet them, they're already thinking of marriage and wedding and all that stuff.
Oh,
you know? It's
like, yeah, I have friends.
It's too
like
premature.
That.
Yeah. I mean, you got to first, mm-hmm. You know, work your way up there.
It's like, oh, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. This is my name, and this is my heart,
and this is the man I'm gonna marry.
You have them now. Yeah, he's the one. He's the one. Oh, honey, you've only been talking to him for like 5 minutes. No, I know he's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, girl.
Do
okay.
it.
Okay, you work your magic. Get that husband of yours that you've only been talking to for 5 minutes. I mean, who knows? Watch, they're going to, like, end up being engaged 3 months from now and married 2 years later. And be like, remember that one time you were trying to, whatever. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, you know, I mean, some of the guys do that, too. I think they're already thinking, oh, she'd make a great wife, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because there's a difference, you know. There's, like, those girls that a guy sees and he wants to pick up. Mm-hmm. And then there's those girls that, you know, they have a conversation with and they're like, oh, that's the girl I want to bring home to mom. Like, that's the girl you marry.
Right.
Not, you know, just not one that's a one-night stand. Which is me, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm the girl you marry, not the one you take home for a one-night stand. FYI.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You people need to know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, no, just I've been, you know, told that, you know. And at first, I was almost like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, I wasn't, like, hurt by it, but I was kind of like, what do you mean I'm not? Like, I remember in some guy told me, I think it was, like, middle school or something. And, like, you know, he's like, no, you're not the kind of girl that's, like, you know, hot and sexy that, you know, you just, like, really want to, like, bang, you know? And I'm thinking, like, gosh, gee, like, thanks a lot, like, rude, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not hot inside, you know, like, not like, you're, like, you know, like, beautiful, like, gorgeous, like there's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, oh, okay, and then it kind of got me thinking, you know, like, yeah, like, what would I, you know, and this was way before, you know, the age of, like, discovering sex and having one-night stands and all that stuff, just the, you know what I mean, just the words he used to, you know, to describe me kind of got me thinking that way, like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess I would rather be that girl that you know, take home to mom, that's gorgeous and beautiful and something that you love and cherish, rather than just some, you know, hot, sexy bra that you have for one night.
Right,
so,
that's true.
Yeah, so I kind of, you know, was told that by a boy at a very young age, and I'm like, okay, cool, I'll stick with this. So
that's when you made your decision.
Yes. Well, no, I mean, I always, you know, I always knew I was going to, you know, be a super, super good girl.
Super conservative girl.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes you, I think it makes people respect you more and appreciate it more, you know. And you make yourself harder to get, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
One ain't easy.
So, Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas are separating. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah. After 13 years of marriage.
Oh, my gosh. That's like all you hear is, like, oh, all their struggles has just made us stronger. It's made us stronger. I guess they just try to put that out there to throw people off. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, man. But it's, you know, it's not like that surprising, because she's got bipolar, you know, and that can really cause trouble in relationships and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's being treated or not, but that's a situation, you know. So anyway, that's a situation there. There's still a lot to cover, but we're out of time, so we'll leave that for next week.
Mm-hmm.
So you have yourself a great holiday weekend.
Thank you. I will. You too.
I'm sure you'll have fun. You're going to post pictures and everything for everybody to know.
Oh, yes.
What you're doing.
Oh, yes. I'm sure there'll be many nightclub photos and,
and pool
girls
photos.
In tight dresses. Get ready.
Oh, well,
limo photos. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, some guys are going to have a good time there, I'm sure. The ones that are meeting you. All right. Well, everybody, thank you all for joining us this week, and we'll see you on, is it Monday or Tuesday?
The holiday is Monday.
The holiday is Monday. So we'll see you Tuesday. Have a great one.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show, or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.